This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You are listening to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You with Ashley Parrish and Jessica Pfeiffer,
a weekly podcast guide on parenting teens and launching them into the world. As always, we are joined by psychologist and author, Dr. Ken Wilgus.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. On today's episode, we're going to talk about procrastinating.
You kind of held off. You sort of slowed down there at the very end. I also want to say I'm sorry for waiting so long to send you guys the link for this meeting. I kind of, you know, put that off.
Were you procrastinating?
Well, I think I was. I think I was. Yes.
That's kind of ironic.
I know. Well, and you know what? I mean, January is not exactly the month for procrastinating. Everybody's on top of their game for the first few weeks, at least, except for my kids. They have no New Year's resolutions, apparently, because they're always procrastinating. And you know, when they were little, I had a couple of quotes that I'd like to tell you guys, because I'm pretty proud of them. So when they were little, we used to chant things, a few things, not a whole lot, but there were a few, and two of them were about procrastination. One was right away, all the way, and with a joyful heart. And I think Ashley has a similar one she says in her home.
What's yours?
Add something.
Mm-hmm. We added something. So we have those three, and then we have a fourth one. Right away, all the way, with a joyful heart, and without complaining.
Mm-hmm. What are y'all both in the same Girl Scout troop?
Yeah, we are.
We're in the good mom's club. I'm just kidding.
Mom Scouts.
I still have little ones.
I think children would like that, but man,
yep, not adults, not teenagers. No, I quit that when my kids got older.
Sing it to your teenagers. They would love it.
I know. The other one I used to say was delayed obedience is disobedience. Mm-hmm. And for children, I thought it was a very important and valuable lesson to teach my kids, that as long as I'm your authority, that is the case, but someday God's going to be your authority. I'm stepping out of that position, out of that role when they're teenagers in certain areas. And then of course, as they're adults, you know, and I want them to never delay their obedience to God when he asks them to do something, that they're quick to obey, and that they've learned that because they've learned just through little things, you know, cleaning up your room or doing the things that I've asked of you, that we don't put that stuff off. We go ahead and do it right away.
Those are good lessons. Don't get me wrong.
For kids, I know. But my teenagers, of course, I don't chant those things anymore. Occasionally I will like start with one word and they know exactly where this is.
Oh, no.
You can hear it in their head.
Right away. And they're like, ah.
It's like an earworm.
So what do we do with our teenagers who have procrastinated about schoolwork or cleaning their room or all the other things? It's so incredibly frustrating as a parent to watch this happen.
Well, you know, the first thing I thought of is that thing you were just saying about those little chants or phrases or whatever. You know, you can still say them to a teenager, just own it. Like, well, you know, I feel like, and then say the same thing. So, you know, what you never do is get into an argument with them going, really? Delayed obedience is disobedience. Okay. So that means, and like, okay, I'm not going to argue. Never mind. Because a teenager will take you on probably in trying to make that. So I think, you know, when we talk about procrastination, and parents ask about this a fair amount, I think one of the important things is to think about that procrastination actually comes from more than one source. So all procrastinating is not the same thing. And too often, if we kind of lump everything into one bucket, then we're not very useful in how we respond to it. Most of the time, I think we think that they're just being disobedient to what we've told them. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of true. In a teenage voice, that comes out as a control battle. And you know, how many times do we talk about that? That, you know, you've got within every teenager is this little adult that is constantly asking, wait, why are you involved in this? Why are you telling me at all? What? And so telling them to do things, you know, tasks, chores, things like that. It's pretty common that they'll have a kind of a built-in sense of, well, that's what you say is important, but I'm not necessarily going to jump to it. So you should probably first look for basically that they're resisting the thing they were asked to do. Even if they didn't say it when you told them, they're like, okay, but they don't get around to it. Your first guess is to probably look at, is there something they're actually resisting? They're not in fact motivated and they're just being kind of passive about it. Is that what you guys see mostly?
I think most often, yes.
I've got two different ones. I have a willful procrastinator.
On purpose.
Yes, she purposefully procrastinates. But then I've got another kiddo, a boy, and he just forgets. Like, I think a lot of his procrastination is like he didn't really mean to. And now he's down to the wire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good that you would think about that. Because, you know, you also think about the different settings these things come from. We're almost always talking about school stuff. Mm-hmm. And school procrastination is a little different from other things. But yeah, you're right. If he's actually forgotten, then technically that's not really procrastinating. That's, you know, kind of a block to following through with this. So mm-hmm. that's good. I would think about that. Because the other causes, for example, one of them is being kind of overwhelmed. Like, and that happens to us as parents, is that I do fully intend to do this thing, but I'm not quite sure how to get going on it. I don't know what I should do next. And so I just kind of freeze up. Have you ever had that where it's like a good book on for adults is called Getting Things Done. Mm-hmm. And he it's by his last name is Alan. I'll think of it. But he says that, you know, you don't make a to-do list, you make a next action list, because mm-hmm. you can be overwhelmed. Like if I have on my to-do list, fix car. Well, if that actually means I've got to call my friend to get the phone number of the car place that he recommended, and then call the car place and make an appointment and then take it in. Those are three actions. And he suggests instead you make a next action list, because I know that when I look at the next thing, like fix car, I can't really think of what the first step is. And so I just kind of, it goes out of my mind. So that mm-hmm. that's what I mean by overwhelm, where you kind of don't really know how to get going on this thing. Teenagers can be overwhelmed by helping you clean up something, taking stuff to friends. You know, they may not be resisting it, but they're really not sure what the next thing is. So one of the ways to deal with, if you think they're overwhelmed, is to actually ask them, hey, do you know what the first step in this is? And again, they'll likely be defensive, but you might look at a task that can be just kind of overwhelming, sort of confusing. I'm not quite sure how to do this thing.
Mm-hmm. We've talked a little bit about that too, particularly in the college application process.
Exactly.
That it is very, very detailed. There are a lot of moving parts. There are a lot of things that you need to turn in all at once. And so that is one area we've talked about how parents probably do need to step in with most kids. They need some assistance in getting that ball rolling because there are so many details and they're not sure where to begin. They don't even have some of the information they need to have. So a parent that's needs right. to help out with that.
But that's exactly right. It happens very often. And you'll see a kind of an odd thing. Teenagers, seniors, juniors, whenever you're applying, they don't mm-hmm. like it when you step in, but they don't really push back a ton. Because they're sort of like, and again, it's usually exactly what you're saying, overwhelmed, not sure what the next step is, the timing, you know, you've got to get this recommendation by this date. It regularly overwhelms teenagers. That's a perfect example.
I think teenagers who procrastinate can be extremely frustrating to parents like Jessica and I, who are more type A and
right.
raised them from the time that they were little to obey right away, all the way, delayed obedience is disobedience. And now they're teenagers. And so we've given them this freedom to kind of, you know, be in charge of their own schedule and their own life in many aspects. And we start to see them delay or right. procrastinate. And it just becomes a real point of frustration. how do we as parents handle that well so that it doesn't turn into a control battle?
Yeah. Well, part of it is knowing what you just said, is knowing that when you're really good at a thing, one of the ways you can tell is you're very irritated with other people that don't do that. And yeah. So you can have no patience.
I'm good at a lot of things then. I'm just kidding. No, really that's irritated.
Just irritability. You need to check your Lexapro. But the other thing is when you do find type A parents, real go-getters are so annoyed with what seems to them like lazy, procrastinating mm-hmm. kids. So knowing that is very important, Ashley, that you even think about that. Because the overwhelm part, for example, is very often one of the problems with ADD kids. And if yes. you're a non-ADD parent or a parent that has ADD, but you've overcome it with your own moderate compulsive, behavior, then you'll be extra annoyed by that. So the first is to recognize it. And the second, as we've said many times, is that you can just tell them, look, I'm sorry. This is just bugging the crud out of me, because I just worry about these things. And it looks so weird to me that you wouldn't get going, but that's me. And this is your deal. And I'll leave that up to you. Now, mm-hmm. obviously with both of these control battle and overwhelm, it is important that the task that you're thinking they're procrastinating on has a clear deadline. Like you're pretty clear on, look, I told you, I need you to help clear out this storeroom, but it's got to be done by Friday. And mm-hmm. if you do not do it by Friday, then you're not going anywhere until it's done, so that you're very clear about, because the other thing with teenagers is that, their life doesn't have the kind of intense deadlines that ours do, not mm-hmm. real ones, like taxes is not something that I'm like, oh no, someone's going to get real mad at me. No, I'm going to be find a lot of money if I don't do it. So it's a mm-hmm. big deal. And teenagers, anxious teenagers feel it, but a lot of times they just don't have that kind of deadline. So try to be clear about that so you can help those that are overwhelmed and or resisting, that you're going to need to get past this or your life is going to be a bit miserable for a while.
Mm-hmm. So let's kind of reiterate. First, you need to kind of look to see what the cause of this is. It could be that your kid is feeling overwhelmed. It could be that you're
having a control battle
where they think you're not in charge of my room anyway.
That's right. It's a passive control battle. You're not in charge of my
life anyway.
That's right. They don't say it, but they just say, okay, and mm-hmm. then don't do it. Mm-hmm. And then the last one I haven't mentioned is anxiety and fear. This really comes up when you tell them to go get it, look for a job. It is mm-hmm. really tough. That's both overwhelmed and anxiety, because overwhelmed, go get a job is a complicated task. Like, where do I start? What does that even look like? That's what I do a lot with teenagers, dissecting those actions. Well, do you have a friend that has a job that you think is cool? Somebody's dad has some warehouse. If not, where are other people looking? That kind of thing. By the way, more and more kids are not working, so that makes it tougher. But mm-hmm. But that's the overwhelmed part. But the second part, the anxiety and fear, is, as you may remember, it is really tough to go into an establishment, fill out a form that says, would you please want to hire me? And they, turn you down. It's like asking, someone out on a date. It's mm-hmm. it's really kind of invested with a lot of anxiety and so forth. So that's another common reason that kids put things off, is that they really fear, kind of rejection, those kind of things. And that's also important to kind of help them talk through that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think procrastination, going along with that, it's a fear of rejection, but also there is a fear of failure that goes along with it. If I complete right. this job and it's not good enough, or it's not done well, or I don't get the reward I'm seeking, then I'm going to be a failure,
Yeah, better to not have tried than to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's that common in the teenagers I see, but I think especially the more perfectionistic ones, mm-hmm. it's like that, but really it is a resistance to putting yourself out there. Yeah. And feeling that rejection or failure. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Do our teens procrastination, does that determine any of their future freedoms? Like, do we hold them accountable? Like, it took you, 3 months to complete this. I'm not sure that I'm going to allow you to do this.
Ooh, that's a great question, Because the answer to that is no. You know, I just listened to another podcast that was reviewing my book, and I love that that happens, but it's not infrequent they get this one wrong. The guy said, well, you know, how do you determine which freedoms to give? It's the ones that they have managed and they're handling it, and then you give them another freedom. No, that's privilege. That's really good parenting up until 12. Even in the book, Parenting with Love and Logic, that's a good book about parenting children. And that technique that you were just saying or suggesting, Ashley, is good with children. With teenagers, you mustn't do that because there's a clock on the wall that cannot be stopped, that when your kid finishes high school, you have very much less influence and so forth. So you have to give them off anyway. And instead, it would be better than saying, look, you took so long to take care of even getting the paperwork in to do your driver's ed that I'm not going to, you know, I don't think you're ready to drive. That's not helpful. The other option, though, is to, you don't have to bite your tongue. You can say, you know, we're going to go do this, but I got to tell you, it worries me that it takes you this long to do stuff like this. I just worry this isn't going to go well for you. But, and again, that's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. And let your kids, teenagers, prove you wrong. That would be great. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. The answer to that great question is no. You don't let their history of procrastination keep from giving over freedoms. You don't have that kind of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that you've given parents a little bit of a, there is a response that we should have. I mean, one, we might need to let some things go and realize this is not our area of authority or autonomy anymore. You know, I can't tell my kid to do that because I've given that over to them. But I also think you mentioned earlier, you know, saying, hey, this needs to be done by a certain date because I asked you to get it done. And if you can't get it done, then you're not going to go do stuff with your That's friends right. until it is completed. And I don't think that we don't always talk about that as in the feeding the mouth stuff. We have chores and things like that we've expected kids to do, but there are sometimes extra things. You know, I need That's the right. yard to be cleaned up, and this is not a normal chore, but this is something we're working on this weekend as a family. And when you're done, you can go out and do stuff with your friends. So just holding our kids accountable to things that we've asked them to do outside of their normal range. But let me ask you this. The thing that irritates me most about my kids' procrastination is that often I'll say, hey, I need you to take care of this. And they look at me and say, okay. And then they go back to their phone for 4 hours or something unreasonable, you know, and then they go disappear like, hey, I'm going out with my friends. And then it's the next day and whatever it was not taken care of. Because I assumed they'd get it done or I wasn't paying attention. How do I come back after that and say, hey, look, I didn't notice until after you left with your friends that this wasn't taken care of. What right. do you do afterwards?
I think that's a great example that very often we, you know, your first go-to is just make a suggestion. Like, can't we agree? I really need you to do this thing. But then you see them doing nothing. And the thing you don't do is go, hey, I told you to get out there and do that. Didn't help with control battle. Instead, you can go, I'm sorry. It's been a half hour. You're just sitting here on your phone. So let me restate this. I need that done before you leave to go see your friends. And if not, then you can't see friends. I'm sorry that I forgot to mention that, but I thought we just agreed, but I think you're not seeing the same thing I'm seeing. So I'm going to change that into a requirement. I don't think you mm-hmm. should hesitate to do that. The thing really to avoid is to get in the habit of, I told you to do it, get up, go do it. That's good with children, but it's unnecessarily kind of disrespectful to teenagers. They don't like being told what to do, when to do, but you mm-hmm. can change it around to, I'll put a hard deadline on this because I thought you'd be getting up and going, but I think you're feeling like it's no big deal. And that's making me nervous. So let me just put a hard end on this one mm-hmm. that if you don't do it, then there will be this.
Because I do get tired of being ignored.
It is funny how being ignored is pretty selective, you know, mm-hmm. like I really think it'd be good if you went out there and helped your dad. Is like very hard to hear versus I think you're about to lose your phone for the weekend. What you know, like, wow, mm-hmm. we seem to hear that up. One. That's interesting. So, yes. yeah.
Yes. Well, this has been a good conversation. I think this is probably my number one daily issue with my kids is procrastination, me asking them to do something, not following them, not following through, sometimes me not following through on what you said, a hard deadline. Like if you don't get this done, you're not leaving. You know, I think it's an important topic to discuss with our kids and to keep on top of, because we do want productive and efficient kids, and they're learning this from us, and we're learning a little bit from them too along the way. Thanks for this conversation.
Thanks for joining us today. Hit the subscribe button so you won't miss an episode. Also, leave us a review. This is how other listeners find our podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Feeding the Mouth.
We appreciate you and would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, thoughts, or ideas about what we've discussed today, please email us at podcast@feedingthemouth.com.
This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.